They are on Daf Kuf Tezayin Amid Aleph. Let us just start again from Boy Minei Daf Kahana Meirav. Yored Lahatzel. A person made a Tanai here in the Mishnah. Shotav no chamoiroi v'chamoir chaveiroi shalo yofemone v'shal chaveiroi mosayim imom aloi ani atzele sholcho v'atanoisen li yeshali chayiv liten loi. This is mechuyev to pay for his chamoir. That was the tashlume schiris for his pula v'atzole. You have to pay for my work, and Yosef to pay for my chamel. So now, Rav Kahane asked from Rav Ashayla, Yored Lahatzel, he went and went to be Matzel, the chamel, that's worth Mosayim, Va'olo Shaloi Me'elov. And then, his chamel, which he was not Mishtadel at all to be Matzel, was Olo Shalom Me'elov, it went up by itself. Mahu, what is the din? So what does Rashi say? Olo Shalom Me'elov, Mahu, mi amrinin, mi kore da afkere, ke ovedomi. That means when he decided not to be mishtadel to rescue his chamoyo. So it's ke ovedomi, it was like ovud. It's yush. So Mamela, that was the agreement. I'm losing my chamoyah by being matzel your chamoyah. And Mamela, I told him the only way I'm doing this pula batzola is if you'll pay me for my chamoyah. So he's mechuyev to pay me. I'm not going to be matzel my chamer. So mele, my chamer will be avod because of the hishtadlus being matzo your chamer. So you have to pay me. Now what happened? Ba'olo shaloi melov, and then his chamer got nitzel by itself. Ba'odr zoche be'mori mevkere. So now he was zoche mehevke. That means was in a matzo of hevke. And he was zeich in it. So that shouldn't be a reason that you should be potter to pay me. I do makim in the solik solik. Or maybe since Lamaisa you didn't lose the chamoyah. So the Teresh Shmuel wants to say pshat that Lamaisa, the whole his chayvis of the Baal HaChamer Sheshova Mosayim was because he's losing the Chamer. Elamaisa Ache Kechlei Sakeu. He didn't lose the Chamer. So there's no obligation on him to pay for the Chamer since he didn't lose the Chamer. Elamaisa, his Chamer was Nitzel. So what did he answer him? Om Alei Mishamayim Rechimu Alei. No. Lamaise, he lost the chamer. V'yov leidome kilu meis. That means, Lamaise, the chamer was avud. He was either miyayish from the chamer. It was avud mimenu mikol odom. So it became beis chamer. My chamer, I lost my chamer because of my ishtadlus. I got back a chamer. What would be if I would have gotten back a new chamer? So it's poshet that there's nothing to do with your hishchayvus. You are mechayv to pay for my chamer that I'm losing because of my hishtadlus to help you. So memele, that when I got back this chamer, that's min shemayu rechim olay. That was the merachim olay min hashemayim. But you have to pay me ke'ilu meis, like my chamer died. This is a matzugishtal tanaya chamer. It's the same chamer that's irrelevant. So Mele he has to pay. And the Gemara brings a dimyan, Kihoda Rav Safra, very interesting maise, have a causal b'shay rosa. Rav Safra was going in a caravan with other people. Now we have to understand the caravan was Namokim Sakone, Chayes and Listim. So they brought along protection. Who was there to protect them? They got a hold of an Ari. An Ari was Malava them. Lavinu Ahu Ari. There was a lion that was Malava them. And the lion was Murdik security. That means if there were any Chayes or Listim that wanted a chepa with them, they just heard one roar from the lion and that took care of them. Murdik. But there was a problem. All you had to do, you had to feed the lion. We have a livoy of a lion, you have to feed the lion. It's kolayla koshodulei chamra dechad menayu. So each night, they used to go and take each one, they had, gave a chamoyer. That was the opmach. We have a livui of a lion, but we have to feed the lion. So each night, every one of the caravan was mischayev himself to give his chamoyer to the lion. Fine. That's the obligation of the caravan. That's how we're paying for our security. Kimoto Zimne de Rav Safra, when it came the time of the night of Rav Safra, he has to give his chamor. I mean, Shod alei chamra, so he gave his chamor. Lo yochle, and the Ari did not eat Rav Safra's chamor. Meiridik. Kodim Rav Safra, vizochebe. Rav Safra was zeiche in his chamer before anyone else will be zeiche. Omale Ravacha midifti la Ravina lomale la miskebe. Why do you have to be zeiche? Nehedechi avkerei, you attake mafkeret, adaita da arye avkerei, adaita da kolarma la avkerei, you only mafkeret for the lion. You had no intent to be mafkeret la gamri, that means you're giving it for the lion. If the lion doesn't want it, so automatically it should remain yours. Why did you have to be zeiche? Omalei Rav Safra l'Ravcha de Milsa. Omalei Rav Safra l'Ravcha de Milsa. Dovdein Chanami. Rav Safra did not have to make a new ma'isekinyan. In order, there shouldn't be any problems in the person who will be zeiche. And it says you were mafkid already. Some amela Rav Safra made a kinyan in the chamer. Now, hanegei alonu, why is the Gemara bringing this raya from Rav Safra? Gemara saying, mishamaya ko marach molei, just like the chamer of Rav Safra. Now, what is the kavon of the Gemara? I'd like to see over the lashon of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says as follows. Neis nista hamechuse be'emtza'ayim tiviyim. If you have a neis nista, which you don't see the nest, there's no flashing lights. It's covered with tiviyistik cheshbonis. Dinoi keteva, so that's like teva. The whole Teva is Nisim Nistorim. So Memele, but the Hilkach. Kivin Shalafamim Yesh Le Kilkul B'Meyov. Now we have to diagnose what happened. There was this night, he gave him the Chamor. Every night, everyone gives him a Chamor. Each one gives him their own Chamor, and he takes care of it, says, lock, stock, and barrel, heats up the chamoyah, no problem. This night, Rav Safra gave the chamoyah. And this night he didn't have an appetite. He didn't have an appetite this night. Yesh loima, she yesh le kilkul b'meyo, who saveya, he doesn't have an appetite tonight. Veini mesav alechel. V'loi lachshoiv, begidreit ateva azeh, sherav safre, menatrim loy shelo yuzak. So why is it every night he had a booming appetite, and tonight a pisazoi, when rav safre's chamoyer, we have to think about it. Halidavahu. So we have to be done that min hashemayim they wanted it's a shoter of Rav Safra she loses chamer. So then, so how do you do it? So the Ari doesn't have an appetite tonight. V'nois nin soiva l'Ari shlo yoichol chamer shel Rav Safra. V'azeh amrine de mishamayim rechim olay. So he says, so my message, what's a Negei Elonu? So Negei Elonu is like this. Negei Elonu is everyone has to contribute a chamer. So, if it wouldn't be Taylor Bashgoche, so we'll say, let's say the Ari had a snack in the afternoon episode. So he wasn't hungry at night. So Rav Safra wouldn't be potter. I mean, today he had a snack, he wasn't hungry, so, but everyone has to give for the Ari. Here we say, I gave for the Ari. I mean, there was no legitimate reason why the Ari should need it tonight. I gave my chalik. I did what I was supposed to. I did what everyone else does. Min hashamayim, they were marachim. They went and they made that Ari should lose his appetite. Well, that doesn't obligate me to give again. It's mishamayim ka marachme olay means that I did what I was supposed to do. I was memale my obligation. I mean, Hashemayim, they were marachim that he shouldn't eat up. That's the cheshbon Hashem. But I'm not responsible to give another night. I gave this night. I did what I was supposed to do. So that's the dimmi what the Gemara is saying. The same thing over here. This person let his chamer be in a sakone. He was meant to be matzel, the chamer that's worth mosayim. He was mevata to be mishtadl on his chamer, so that's called he was mafsid his chamer, and you there was an agreement between us that if I'll be mafsid my chamer for your chamer, so you have to pay me for your chamer, for my chamer. That's the agreement. There was lemaise. It's considered I was mafsid my chamer for you. I'm in a shemayim. They made that my chamer was nitzel. That is nothing to do with our agreement. It's considered ke'ilu, I lost my chamer, and memele yom mechuyiv to pay me for my chamer, that was our agreement. Now, mishamayiv, they stole me to a chamer, it's not different than it would be a second chamer, but lemaisa, you have to pay me for the chamer I lost, and that's the maisa of Rav Safra. We have to consider ke'ilu, Rav Safra gave his chamer already. He was Mamala's obligation. Adaiti da Arye Afkere, let's see Toisvis. Laidomi Lahoda Omar Beilo Matsis Hamatzel Minariya Minadoiv Areyu Shaloi Neisha Baila Mesiashime. So Tois asks America Kasha. The Gemara is being done. When he gave it to the Ari, says a cult, it was mafket completely. No, adaita da Ari. Hivke. He's not giving it away. He's giving it for the Ari. So memela. So this nesina midatoi, no one has a right to take it. Adaita da riafkere. Adaita kulam oleyaf. If it tells about sveta kasha. Fill it without giving it to Ari. I mean, the hefker is midat. It's have to be done. Was it adaita d'ari, adaita d'kulam? It's once it's adaita d'ari after. But Tosfos is a gemara, a matzo min Ari. He's not giving anything. He's not offering anything. Anari comes. Anari is coming to eat someone else's behemoth. And Reuven went and was matzah min Anari. Harei elu shalai bnei shabai lemishyayishim mehem. There's a din yush that he forget about. A person, if a matzah min Anari, there's a din yush. So Mamela, whoever took it, it belongs to him. Forget about his pu'ula that he had done. He had done a pu'ula of giving it to the Ari. No, that's a shayla, a daita adri, a daita de kulam. But there's yish. Whenever there's an Ari, there's yish. And when there's yish, some amela, anyone can take it. Hamatzel min Ari. So anyone can take it. That's Taisvis kash. So Taisvis answers, a beautiful teretz. Tosam vaday shariba litroiv kedemashme hamatzel min Ari. That's talking about the Ari comes and wants to pounce and eat a person's behemoth. The Ari is coming to eat now. Is the misyayish legamri? Then you misyayish. If an Ari comes, he jumps into the eder and he's about to dos, and someone is matzel min Ari. There was zicha yish. The Bailam was zicha misyayish. Avalochi Ari oyemoim. This was not called matzel min Ari. The Ari was malava then. For you malava oisam lishme beyaseim echayes velistam punfakel. This Ari was on their side, not on the, he wasn't on the other side. He was there to protect them. Raksha yenoist moilecha chamer becholayla. They had to give him to eat. That was the wages, so they had to give him to eat. Sometimes he was that he didn't eat. Some males at Taisvah says this is no shaykhis to the Gemara of Matzah Menari. There we're speaking about Anari wants to eat my behemoth, and then I have no way to protect my behemoth from Dari. So I'm a yayish. So if someone is Matzah, it belongs to him. Because the Bailam was Miyai. She was speaking about a more or less tame Ari, Begabi the Bailam al Kaponim. So there's no Yish whatsoever. This is what Taisvah says. The Nesivis in Simon Reish Samach Beis, Sivkotn Gimel, says Ashtik Teire. He says he would say a different Teretz on Taisvah's Kash. He said that we had mentioned already this Svara, there's a difference between Yish and Hefka. Hefker means that it's not mine. That's a Deutsch Hefker. Yish means that it's mine. It's mine the way it was before. But all the time, if I possess something, someone can take it away. If it's mine, it can't become yours. Yish is unique. That if the person's miyayish, it still belongs to the Bailim, but whoever wants to take it can take it. That's a Deutsch Yish. Yush means that there's a heter lekicha from me. You can take it out of, I'm Bailim, but you can take it away from me. If you take it away, it becomes yours. Because, man, you don't take it away, it's mine. So he says, I have a posha to tell. Hamatzel min Ari means, when there's a reed, there's Yush. Naniach. When there's a reed, there's Yush. I'll kill it if... If the Ri is roaring, or you put it down in front of him, when Rav Safta put down his chamer in front of the Ri, by him was Boru Kechama, the Ri is, you know, you can put down a chamer in front of the Ri, it's no shaila whatsoever. The Ri is, there was the same Yish that there is by a matzum in the Ri, there was here also. He's a chamayish, right? But Yush, what's the Taich Yush? Nesivis means Yush is, it's mine still. Whatever wants to take it can take it. So what happened? So over there, Hamatzel Minari, someone took it. No, if he took it, it's his. That's a Taich Hamatzel Minari. Over here, I took it. He says, and I don't have to take it even. He says, I don't have to take it. You know why? Because this hat, if it's mine, I don't have to be zeichen it again. Cause mine, I'm in a matzah from Yush. Anyone can take it. The minute the Yush stops, He's standing there, watching, waiting for the chamer to pound, the ari to pounce on the chamer, and he sees 5 minutes the ari steht doch dort, the chamer steht doch dort, nothing's happening. So he sees min ha-shamayim ha-rachmi alei. So after 5 minutes, he's not miyayish anymore. The year stopped after 5 minutes. The year stopped after 5 minutes, so there's no yish anymore. It was his, to be zeichen. It was his to begin with. No, Kozman is an amatzev of Yiyush. Whoever wants to take it, can take it. The minute he saw that there's nothing to be Yayish about, so the Yiyush ceased, and now it ceased automatically. The Gemara is a different pilpul. The Gemara is the pilpul was mafkir. He gave it away. That's the Gemara says, Adait Adaliyah Afkere, Adait Kulavale Afkere. That's the Gemara's pilpul. But Taisus has a pilpul als Yiyush. There's Yiyush also. He says, that's true, there's Yish. But Yish never makes it oisis. Yish only makes it can be zeichen it. So if no one was zeichen it, now the Yish ceases automatically. It says, as Isaac to Nasipis. Zakta Chazainish, that from our Gemara, we see not like the Nasipis. Where do we see not like the Nasipis? He said, in the first case of the Gemara, that what happened? Yored lahatzel v'ole sheloi me'elov. He went to be matzel to chamur bal mosayim zuz. And what's with his chamur? He's not going to be mishtadol in his chamur. So he said like this. He says, so the Gemara says, is mechuyiv to pay him because that was the opmach. I'm losing my chamur, so you have to pay me for my chamur. He says, I'm moshul. What would be the din? Let's just think 1 second, a different case. If he could be matzal al yedei atchak, I'm matzal your chamer, but even I'm matzal your chamer, I can take care of my chamer also. Would there be a havamin that he owes him for his chamer? And after you talk, the Gemara says the only reason he's masking to pay for his chamer is because he's losing his chamer because of my chamer. But if you're not losing your chamer, so he says, so I'm not mechayim myself to pay for your chamer because I can say mishat anibach, like we had yesterday. So he said, if you will say that Yish is pshadis, it's still his, and no one ever took it, so he never lost anything. So why should he be mechuyiv to pay for the chamer? That means, who cares what the matzah was? He was miyayish from the chamer. But Yish is still his. My whole his chayvis to the bala chamer that's worth a money is because since you're losing your chamer, so because of that, so of my chamer, I'm a chayv to pay for your chamer. But he never lost his chamer. The chamer is here, it's still his. So he says, from the Gemara before, it would seem not like the Nasivis, like Taisvis, that the Yush is Taka Bishad, is also like Hefke. So the Gemara Vaita, Boy Minei Rav, Mei Rebbe. Yorad Lahatzel V'loi Hitzel. He went over the Balach Hamer that Shavim Mone, went over to the Balach Hamer that Shavim Masai. He says, listen, I'll be matzal your chamer if you'll pay for my chamer. I'm leaving my chamer and I'll be matzal your chamer. You'll pay for my chamer. Yeah, it's mask. Fine. So he went to be mishtadl, to be matzal yenim's chamer, but I also be yodai. The mice, he wasn't matzal his chamer. So now the shaila is, does he have to pay him does he have to pay the matzel, or the mishtadl lahatzel, for the chamer that he lost because of his ishtadlis? What is the din? Amalai. Fizu shayla. It's like a good shayla. Ain loy elos choray. But you know that the aloch is, if he doesn't have to pay for the chamer, he just has to pay for the ishtadlis, for the services, but he doesn't have to pay him for the chamer. Because Lemaise, the agreement that he was masking to pay for the exodus, and I'll get back my chamer, there'll be results. If there won't be success, there won't be results, so then the hischaivus that was made to pay for your loss was only if I'll end up with retreat, by receiving my chamoyah. But if you want matzliach, there's no such hischaivus. Eisve yasecher asapoyol, person hired a poyol, lohovi, kruv, vedu maskinin. Kruv is Mr. McHale. Domaskinin is Zuktrashi, Domaskinin, Punch, Plums, Loshen Moiri, Loshen Acher, Adrufaish. They say this is mountain spinach. The Esavu, Anechel, Beshleikas, Kedairi, you cook it up in a pot and, Lachayla. It seems these two are healthy foods, Agavulche. These are healthy foods. And he hired someone to bring them for Achayla. We'll see in Tosfos that it's speaking about, Yena told them, Helzach Tzu, I have a job now. If I go and bring it to the Achayla, I'm going to lose X amount of money. So Yena said, Helzach Tzu, you bring it, I'm paying you for the, I'm in your Tashlumei Schiris, not only will I pay you for your Ishtadlis, I'll pay you for the Hefzit that you're going to, that's going to occur with you because of your shlichus. V'holach u'motzei shemeis. He came, he brought back these healthy foods, and Nebuch the Chayla died, or shehivri, or he's healthy, he doesn't need this anymore. So even though there was no accomplishment whatsoever with the shlichus, he pays him the opmach. There was an opmach that, since the shlichus is bringing about a hefset to me, I'm doing it only if you'll cover the hefset. Says mechuyev to pay this. Nice and leischorei mishulim. Let's see what Taisva says. Lohavi kruv do maskin in lachayla sachu bishvil achayra yoysim imasha yeroy lesoichoy. He gave him more than what he deserves for his services. Lohimash meloish loshen noisen loischore mishulam. So lohim da mairi kirin da leklame mishatan ibach shu mafsid bemokimacha kiyotzi boze. That means because of the shlichas he was losing out. And that's why he made up with him this deal. And Nyenot Maskman state that even though Lemaise, he didn't accomplish anything with his shlichus, Al Kaponim, there was an opmach. So he has to pay what the opmach was. Nois nois chol mishulam. Om alei midomi. Hosam ovich shlich shlichusei. Hocheloi ovich shlich shlichusei. So the mothers have a tremendous chilik. Over there, he did whatever he was supposed to do. There was an upmach. I'm bringing the kruv and the drumaskinim. After I brought it, there's no need for it, so that's not my headache. I did what I was supposed to do. I was memala the shlichis. I did what I was supposed to do. So memela, you have to be memala your ischaivis. Masha'en kain in the case of argimore, The shlichus was to be matzol the chamoyer. You tried to be matzol the chamoyer, but you weren't matzol the chamoyer. The ischaivis on the bala chamoyer to pay for the chamoyer of the matzol was, if I'll end up lemaisa with my chamoyer. Since you weren't successful, so then the ischaivis is not chal. I'm not mechuyev to pay for what I told you I'm going to pay you for. Tana Rabot. Shayore Shoysa Malachas Pamidbo. There was a caravan that was going in the Midbo. Ba'omad Oleo Gaius Latoyofo. And a band of robbers came to rob them. The Trashi Latoyofo, the base is up. They wanted to take everything away. V'nispashu imoen b'momen. Then they say, let's sit down. Let's make a deal, a flat rate. We'll give you X amount of money. We'll give you, you know, just to go and look and search. We're giving X amount of money. Na guten Tag. Fine. And the boysim, the gayosim, were masking to this. And they took the money and they left. Mechashvin lefi momin, they mechashvin lefi nefoshes. Shteito, so mamela now, there was a loss, the caravan, the people in this caravan, the shayora, lost money. How do we divide the hefset between the anshei ha-shayora? So mechashvin lefi momin. That means those who possess more momin have to lose more. Those who possess less momin lose less. It is a scale. The greater the bala momin, they have to pay more for the hefset that occurred. Not mechashim lefi nefoshes. Now I'd like to say over for a few minutes. Zatayisvus mesechtes Baba Basra. Tayisvus mesechtes Baba Basra dap zayinam adbeit. Bin zan agamore. And says pshat in agamore, which is because the ain agayis bo rak bishvil momen. They're coming, they're not coming, if they would come to kill, we'll see later, if their kavona would be to kill all the people, and they were poided themselves with money, then is machashmu lefi nefoshes. So then fakir to all equal. But since the whole intent was money, so then the greater balamomen have to contribute more than the smaller balamomen. Taktaisvis and Baba Basra Amerika Kasha. The din is Ababa Machteres, Nidin al Shem Saifai. Ababa Machteres, someone comes, a robber comes. So the din is you're allowed to kill him. You're allowed to kill the robber. Why? Mishum Chazoke, they know the Mamidats may Alma Moine. That fine. That means that you have to understand this robber knows that the Baal HaMomen will not be cooperative, that he realizes right away. So what's going to be? That he's going to be Oymed Kenegdoi. So what is the Cheshben of the Baba Machteres? So the Cheshben is that, well, that if he'll be Oymed Kenegdoi, I'll kill him. Mate. So the Baba Machteres is Baal Nefoshes. The Mele, so the Baal HaMomen is allowed to kill him. So Taisi is a Mardi Kekashe. So why over here do you go boss a moment? When the Gaius came, the Gaius understood, they're not going to put in their request, please give us X amount of money. They'll say, no problem, here, take it, a guten Tag. No problem. They realize that there's going to be a confrontation that they, so they came already, if you won't be cooperative, they're ready to kill. So why over here do we go boss and momoin? You don't go boss and nefoshes. That's Taisvus Kasha. So Taisvus has a very interesting teretz. Afilo hochi e mechashvin elu lefi momoin. Kiven da hagayis birtzoinoi einei bo elu al nefoshes. So Taisvus amoyo de kezach. The gayis Birtzoyne, the guy doesn't want to kill. If we'll have to kill, we'll kill. But Birtzoyne is not Baal Nefoshe. Dim lo yamdu kenegdom lo yaziko gufo. Hilkach lechoshev sakonis nefoshes. It's not called sakonis nefoshes because the guy is, they're not interested in killing. If you be cooperative, you're not interested in killing. It's not called Sakonis Nefoshes. Fact Rab Reuven, he says, he doesn't understand. He says, the halacha is, you're allowed to be Mechalo Shabbos. The Baal HaMomon is allowed to be Mechalo Shabbos. You're allowed to kill them. They're coming to kill. Why allowed to be Mechalo Shabbos? I mean, listen, he's just coming for money. So why allowed to be Mechalo Shabbos? Give him the money. He finished. I mean, Why are you Mechalo Shabbos? Why do you have to be Mechalo Shabbos? For the money, Mechalo Shabbos. This person is saying, if you'll go and give me the money, I won't shepherd you. So why are you, why do you have to be Mechalo Shabbos? For your money, you have to give Koma Moine not to be Mechalo Shabbos. Hafal Pikein, the Dinah Shel to be Mechalo Shabbos. Took the Abu Uvan, Tzal Kochach, Pshat is like this. Pshat is, Ein Odom Mamid Atzmai Alma Moine, he can't control himself. That means not to give the money. Yes, give me all your money. No problem. No. In Odom Mamid Atzmei Alma Moine. A person cannot control himself and be cooperative. He won't let this be done in front of him. So Al Koch, he's going to fight. And if he's going to fight, so the Machteres, the Ganev is going to go and kill him. So therefore, it's a Konos Nefoshes. So maybe you're allowed to. So what's Pshat in Tosfos? Tosfos says it's a very lofty ideal of that Kiven da Gaius Bertzoinoi Eine Bo Al Nefai. He doesn't want to come to kill. Dim Lo Yamdu Kenek Dim Lo Yaziku Gufa Milkach. It's not called Sakonis Nefoshis. So Rabbi Reuven says Pshat in Tosfos, and that's Pshat in Agamore, you have to look at the goyim shel hezek. What is bringing, what is attracting this robber? Does linim bosar a goyim shel hezek? The kiven shagayis bo b'shvil amomi. So memele, that is attracting the gayis. That is attracting the robber. So memele. That's what Tosfos in Yesod. Why did he come? What's going to happen later is going to be a bloody affair. That's 100% true. But why did the guy? What attracted the guys to come to this shayora? Because they knew there's 3 millionaires in this shayora. That's why they came. They came because of. So your money is the sib of the hezek. They came because of you, not because of the 40 kaptzomim with all their money. They came because of you. So if you're the sibah of the hezek, so you have to pay more for the tzol of the hezek. That is pshat in Tosfos. That's what he wants to say. That's pshat in Hagemara. Mechashvin lefi moment. Because the yesoid the hezek, zichel end up with dinin nefoshes, but the Yisoida Hezek, they're coming lechatchila amomen because of the Balei amomen. That's why the Balei amomen, who are the Sibis Hezek, the Goyrmei Hezek, they have to pay for they have to be mishtatef more in the Atzolos Hezek. Vimsochoi Tayo, Hoylech Lefneim, what is if they needed a guide to guide them? Then the cheshmin is lefi nefoshes also. That means the necessity of a guide is, if they get lost in the midbar, so it's, the moment is not the criteria over here. There'll be a loss of moment also, but there'll also be a loss of nefoshes. So ye cheshmin af lefi nefoshes, others say you divided the rate of the guide is the half is lefimom and half is lefinefoshes. Lo yishanu miminig achamom. If there is a minig, there's a different minig, how to pay the tayer or to pay the guides, then you go the way the minig is. Without a minig, this is the chacho of chazal. So Rashi. Tayo mar la maderech af lafi nefoshes she tois hadach b'midbar sakonas nefoshes. Lishan aminig achamorim shim logo la tayo lafi momim elegayis lafi ha nefoshes, then you do whatever the minig is. Rashoim achamorim lahasnois she kol mi she yoved loy chamoiroi yamid loy yamidu loy chamoirach. If you have a pack of chamorim going with their chamorim, so they can make a tanai, and other mafoshim say that the tanai works without a ma'aseh kinyan. That there's a common opmach, and you can't be choyser from the opmach, that whoever loses his chamor, the rest of the chamorim will be mishtatef to get him a different chamor. And we'll see, this is perhaps a chesed for the one who lost the chamor, but it's also a toive for all the chamor. We'll see soon. Shoyn achamayim lasli shekom ishiyav loy chamor yamidu loy chamor achem. That's an upmach, and lemaise, we can force them, if they made such a tnai, we can force them to be mekayim this tnai, even though there was no maise kinyan. Because ye ain mamidim. But what if bipshiyosoi, he lost his chamor, then there's no obligation from the other chamorim to be mishtatev. Sheloi bekushye, but wasn't his pshiye, mamidin loy. V'imomar tnu li va'ani loy keyach. That's the Yosef of the Teos Chaim according to Rashi. What if he said, you give me money, I'll get a chamor. I'll buy a chamor. Ain shayman loy, we won't give him. That means it could be they'll keep the money, you won't get a chamor, and that was the upmach. So memeila ain't shaymin loy. The gemara is pshite, that's poshit. That's poshit. I mean, Teis Chaim is, why is it so poshit that you don't trust him? Anyway, pshite loy tzriche de islay chamra achine. Speaking about it, he has another chamor. Mal de teime o komintele. So what are you afraid of? I feel if I won't buy another chamor, but I'll take care in the shmir of the chamorim because I have another chamor to watch also. Kamash melon shani ni terusa de chad mi terusa de beitre. That means, no, it's very important. One of the cheshbonos that we're buying a chamor for you, that you'll have two chamorim to watch. And if you have two chamorim to watch, your effort to watch them will be much stronger than if you have one chamor to watch. So the night that's your night to watch the chamorim, we feel more secure because since you have more at stake, so memela, your shmira will be a better shmira. Let's see what Rashi says. Because you be pshiye, ain shaymim loy, shem loy yikach hachamor, veheim loy hisnu, this whole is chayvis, to purchase another chamor, al kadei she yikach hachamor, that he should buy another chamor, vihim moyser navshe lishme imon, so his shmir will be a mesir, a shmir with mesiris nefesh, with an egiyah, veleilois minachayis valistim. So that is that is one of the reasons of this tnai. And if he will not buy a chamor, so we did not accomplish anything, some of them are giving him money. So the tmai is pshite, tmai says, ma de teime, there is another chamor, komintale. Afilum yoim arechit, afil will say more, will say, I have one chamor, and that chamor I'm going to watch. And they'll say, Echad and Yochel Ishma Yofed, one Chamor can watch, I was Shnaim and Yochel Ishma, so if I care, so the less Chamorim I have, the more capable of watching I am. Kamash Melon, Dom Rilele, Koshken, Dahastra, Dahashta, Mosalta, Navshecha, Tvei, the Take, perhaps it's easy, you're more capable to watch one Chamor than two Chamorim. A belidach gise, if you have a greater interest at stake, your efforts will be much stronger when you have two chamorim. So therefore, that is the reason why we're being mishtatev to give you a chamor. But if you wound that up with a chamor, we're not gaining anything, so then we won't give you anything. Zogt, taisvis, roshem chamorim, lasis, benayim, pesh, lashoim, lasia, mamay. They could be mighty mammon from each other. Im kva osu t'nai koidim. Mer shem neil asiel aktosam. And the mefosh said, well, they didn't make a maise kinyin. They can also do this. Yeah. Tana rabban. Sfina shahoysa maleches biyot. There was a svina that was going in the yam. Omadala nachshel l'toiva. So a wave came and it started drowning. They realized that the reason the ship is going to drown is because there's too much weight in the ship. Bikilu mimaso. So they started throwing over from the masi of the ship into the yam to lighten the weight of the ship so it shouldn't drown. Mechashvin lefi masoi ve'ein mechashvin lefi momin. What does Rashi say? Mechashvin lefi masoi im hishlich ze meya litrin zov. If one person threw in 100 litrin zov, yashlich ze meya litrin barzel. Here you don't go, basel. The money, the way we mentioned before, what's the goyrim of the hefset? The weight is the goyrim. So mamela, there's no difference between if you have 100 pounds of gold, 100 pounds of nechoshes. You have to look at the sibes hefset, and that's how you have to be mishtatev. So if one has 500 pounds of gold and the other one has only 100 pounds of nechoshes, I mean, so the you go basa the weight. You most of your weight is the sibe of the hefsed of the smina. But also v'lo yisom im minik hasafonim. If there's a different minik, how to cheshben the hefsedim, you go basa that minik. V'rashoim hasafonim lahasnois. If there's mustomaps, a group of boats that go together, they can make a t'nai between themselves, that will again, without a ma'isekinyim, shekol mi sha'ovdolei svina, if one person will lose his svina, yamidolei svina acheres, they'll shtel to a different svina. And then, so everyone is obligated to be mashlam his svina. Of the loy bekusya, what happens if the svina got lost because of the pshia of the bala svina? There is no obligation to shtelem su another svina. Shaloy bekusya, but what if it wasn't his fault? Mamidin loy. V'ipirish lemokim shein asvina yisholchim. But what is, if the navigator of this ship, the reason why his svina got lost is because he went in a place where this is not the mokim for svinas to go, and it was a dangerous place, and that's why his svina got lost. Ein mamidim, so then we will not pay him. Frek de gemore pshite. So the Gemara leitzriche the benissin marchiki chad ashla. The Gemara says it's not a poshete pshia. It's not in ganzen his fault. So the Gemara explains what does that mean. The benissin marchiki chad ashla. By nissin they are the ashla is a chevel. There was a certain distance that the Sfinais used to go away from the shore. They didn't want to go out too far. Now, the Nisan, there's a difference between Nisan and Tishrei. Nisan, the Noreis are full because of the snows, because of the rain. So there it is possible for a ship to be close to the shore and they won't. And it's still, there's enough water to support it. It will not rub against the ground of the river because there's a lot of water. In Tishrei, there's not so much water in the Noho. So in order to be able to travel, the ship has to go a greater distance away from the shore. So Memele, so the Gemara says that's Pshat over here. Leitzricha de benissen malchiki chadashlo. By nissen, the ships go, ashlo zachevel. There was a certain distance from the shore. It was one ashlo away from the shore. Ubetishrei malchiki trei ashli. In Tishrei, they go trei ashli away from the shore because in Tishrei, they can't go so close to the shore. Mal de taima davshi noked vozos. I would think, so let's say if Yoimei Nissen, he went to Ashley away. So I think it's not such a pshiach, because in Tishrei you go to Ashley away. So Memel, I would think it's not such a pshiach, Kamash Malon, that it is a pshiach. Let us see Rashi. Benissen shagodol ano me'afshor eshlogim. So they go away from the shore. That's the distance. There's a lower water level. The smine rubs against the kakois ano. Regilim lisrachek l'toich oimek amayim trei ashli. For ozol hayech benissen, and this balasvina in Nissen, he went l'mekoyim tishrei b'emtza amayim. Omitoich shahanar godol v'chozok nitvo. So I would think it's really not his fault, because, he didn't realize that the davshe, the derech, he went, in Tishrei you go two ashli away from the shore. He didn't have that. In Nissen, it is not necessary. So I think it's not a pshiyah. Kamash balon, it is a pshiyah. Tana abono. Shayoro shahiso malechas pamidbo. Va'omad gayis vitofo. Now, here there was a band of robbers came, and they took away the money. Va'omad echod mehem behitzel. Then there was a nachshin ben aminodov, a shimshin, and he went, and he fought with these anshe gayis, and he was matzel the money. Who does the money belong to now? Shtei. It's a lemtza. It belongs to everyone. Now you divide back, it belongs to everyone. V'im omar, if he said, ani atzel la'atzmi, but if he said, listen, rabbis, I'm fighting with them, I'm keeping the money, it's a la'atzmi, so then it belongs to him. Frag the Gemara, I don't understand. Everything is told you what he said. Hey, chidomi, idi yecholim la'atzel. If it's speaking about that they can be matzel, they can be matzel also. You don't need him. They're not miyayish. They can be matzel also. As a filo sefer nami lemtzos. He says, I'm taking for myself. Who are you to take for yourself? What are you taking for yourself? A filo sefer nami lemtzos. V'de'ein am yecheilum lahatzel. And if they can't be matzel, so forget them yayish already. Filoration amilatzmoy. So what's pshat? Well, you say it's tolly in the amira, lecher it's tolly in the matzah. If they can be matzah, so he can't take it for himself, and if they can't be matzah, he can take it for himself. What's the chilik in the amira? Oma romi barchome hoche b'shut v'saskinan. In such a case, in such a case, a shutev is chaylik shloilu das chaveroi, omar polig, loy omar, loy polig. Now, let us see what Rashi says. Hitzel lehemtza kol echad makir shloi v'noita. Ishe chaylim bailim lahatzel is loy yayish, v'afil omar la'atzmi. Gazel no, what do you mean he's taking for himself? Then I'm a yayish. It's speaking about a shutev, they all shut for him. Ubein yecheilum latzel, ubein ein yecheilum latzel. It doesn't matter. Chagoyin zeh b'mokim ibud momin, שותף חלק ואפילו לא ירצה חברי. אמר פוליק, ומעקב חלקוי אס מה שיצאו. ויאמר לוי פוליק ושאפר עובד, דמוסר נפשי איסקי דטווי אוהל והוא שותף אימוי, אורחי למטרח אקולה איסקי. Now, let us try to understand the Gemara. The Gemara says it doesn't matter if it's Yochel Ha'atzel or Ein Yochel Ha'atzel. Now, if, let's say, if he didn't say anything, they all should fit. He didn't say anything. Ein Yochel Ha'atzel. So if he didn't say anything, so I assume, since he's a shutev, he'll be matzel for the shutevs. He'll be matzel, I mean, we're shutevs. They don't have koyach to matzel. He does have koyach. So he'll be matzel for the shutevs if he doesn't say anything. I assume that. And I saw in the Teres Shmuel, so since I assume, and he didn't say anything, so I assume he's being matzel for the shutevs, so there's no yish to begin with. I mean, we have one of our shutevs that can be matzel. I mean, he's from our shutvim. So Memele, so he doesn't say anything, so they're not Miyayish and Fakir, and Batzol is for all shutvim, so I assume that Batzol is for all the shutvim Bishovim. Now, what if he said, I'm being matzel for myself? So I'm being matzel for myself, so there the Yom Shishleimer says, so if Einem yecheilum lahatzel, they can't be matzel. He says, I'm matzel for myself, it's finished. They can't be matzel. And they can't be matzel, and he says he's not being matzel for them. He just broke off the shutvis, he's taking for himself, so he's kahal. So memela, he can, by them it's yush, he'll take everything for himself. Now what is the din of Einem yecheilum lahatzel? They could be matzel. And he says he's taking for himself. So here Rashi says he can keep his chelik. That means he's saying like this. I broke off the shutvis. I want to take, I have over here in my, I have my chelik here also. You want to be matzel, isn't it? But what I'm taking for myself. So memela, so his chelik he can take. If he doesn't say anything, I'm assuming he's taking for everyone. But if he does say, so he just broke off the shutvis. And what is matzah? Is matzah for himself? I have my chelik is here. I'm matzah for myself. You want a matzah for yourself? Gesund tein. I'm not being matzah for you. So his chelik al kaponim he can take for himself.